The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Friday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Helping Paws says they're keeping the spirit of service of Melissa and Mark Hortman alive. Washington County authorities say they've identified the remains of a woman who went missing back in 1993, and Dinner du Nord on Nicollet Mall returns for a second year. But first, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the state's case against Vance Belter will continue as planned even after pleading guilty to six federal charges related to shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Belter faces a litany of state charges, including two first-degree premeditated murder charges for killing former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark.
The sentence for a guilty verdict on a single charge of first-degree premeditated murder is mandatory life in prison without the possibility of parole. State sentences are not affected by presidential pardons.
Under the terms of the federal plea deal, Belter will be sentenced to two consecutive terms of life imprisonment, followed by 40 years. Local nonprofit Helping Paws says they're keeping the spirit of service of Melissa and Mark Hortman alive 1 year after their tragic passing. Organization spokesperson Jonathan Kramer says after losing the Hortman couple and their golden retriever Gilbert, who was a former service dog in a tragic attack last June, Helping Paws was looking for ways to honor them. He says the organization is now training the Guided by Gilbert puppy litter to carry on the family's legacy. The litter's training was funded by the state legislature.
A litter of 10 beautiful, healthy golden retriever puppies. They spent the first 10 weeks with their mother and volunteer caretaker homes, who happened to be neighbors of Melissa and Mark Hortman.
He says the organization's Hortman Heroes Fund will also continue to support their work. After 5 years in a row of tuition increases, the University of Minnesota Board of Regents is discussing another one at its two-day meeting that wraps up today.
Administrators say the 3.8% increase for undergrads is needed due to stagnant state funds, inflation, and rising employee benefit costs. University President Rebecca Cunningham telling the board even with the increase, the U remains one of the most affordable options for Minnesota students.
One of our values in our budget this year was maintaining a tuition rate that was somewhere near inflation. Inflation is quite a moving target at this point, and so it's actually this tuition rate that we've proposed is below what came out yesterday as a 4.2 inflation rate.
The proposal is scheduled for a final vote on June 26th as part of the university's broader operating budget package for fiscal year 2027. That package includes $44 million in cuts. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
An emerging Super El Nino weather pattern threatens to bring warmer, drier weather to Minnesota. Forecasters are tracking a rapidly intensifying Pacific warming trend that could rank among the strongest meteorological patterns measured since the 1950s. National Weather Service meteorologist Erica Hosick.
You know, two of our warmest winters on record and some of the least snowy winters have been in these stronger El Nino patterns. So, yeah, if you had to bet, is this going to be a warmer than normal winter, colder than normal winter? Absolutely, I'm putting my money on warmer than normal.
He says while we may have to wait for winter to see the major effects, the only real impacts Minnesota should expect to see this summer are a few dry spells and some sudden rainstorms. Washington County authorities say they've identified the remains of a woman went missing in 1993. Detective Clayton Evans says back then investigators found a severed head and a foot, but were not able to identify the person. In 2024, they started working with a nonprofit called DNA Doe Project and were able to positively ID her as Denise Hartley.
The family had, you know, zero heads up or zero knowledge of anything going on until we got a name. And then we really wanted to do it in person.
You can hear more about this story on our website at WCCORadio.com. Getting around the West Metro is about to get even more dicey.
If you're one who drives 394 West out of downtown Minneapolis, you already know what it's like navigating the closures and detours. MnDOT spokesperson Nathan Bowie says right now people are using the HOV lane as crews fix bridges on the main road going west, which he says then will switch over to the eastbound side in July. Several ramps will also be closed along the way.
We are creating some new lanes, some auxiliary lanes to help folks better merge on and merge off in that area. But unfortunately, in the meantime, that is closing some ramps at Louisiana and Xenia.
As always, he says, if you have any questions, go to 511. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The University of Minnesota is saying goodbye to Williams Arena. Sort of. The Gophers announcing today that as a part of a 10-year collaboration with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, the home of Gopher basketball will be named The Barn. It opened in 1928 as the Minnesota Fieldhouse. It was known as Williams Arena from 1950 to 2026. Finally, just announced, Dinner du Nord on Nicollet Mall returns for a second year on September 10th.
Dinner once again will be served at the longest table in America. It stretches 6 blocks and seats 2,000. Founder Scott Mayer.
It was created last year to really promote our community's hospitality industry, support all of the phenomenal restaurants, food trucks, and hotels that make Minneapolis a great city, but also to really promote downtown.
A portion of the proceeds benefit hospitality workers.
Up the House Foundation is an organization that was started by this incredible woman here in the Twin Cities that supports employees in the restaurant, bar, and hotel industry that are facing some daunting challenges.
So you get to eat and contribute to a good cause. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.